Hi, I'm Minnie Macbeth.
Hi, I'm Minnie McKellar.
We're in the Coventry Transport Museum because we think it's brilliant.
So let's go and see some of our favourite parts. We're heading into the Blitz experience. Just to warn you, it's loud and a bit scary as well. There's displays of where all the bombs have hit, and there's lots of people working on tidying it all up. When you're in here, it makes you feel like quite scared. It makes you understand what happened to Coventry, and it's very interesting as well.
We've now found our way to the exhibition of the Thrust SSC, and we are about to experience this. Clive, can you tell us what it's all about?
What we're going to go on now is the Thrust SSC simulator, which will give you a first-hand experience of how fast this car was going to achieve the land speed record. She was faster than the speed of sound, so she went supersonic at over 760 miles an hour.
Right, so we're inside the Thrust simulator, and as you can probably hear, there's a load of people in here.
What's it like?
So it's like it's dark, and there's a screen in front of us, and we've got a picture of the cockpit.
Fuel security.
Right, we're just setting off. Right, we're moving from just starting to wobble. The car's starting to wobble. It's getting a bit nervous. It's really dark and slightly claustrophobic. The screen's showing us what the driver's doing, and we've just started moving. We're now at 6 miles an hour. And the top speed we're going to go at is 763 miles an hour, which is a bit nerve-wracking.
It's really wobbly, and it feels like you're actually in the real car and you're really driving. It's getting faster and faster. It's really exciting. Never ever driven at 700 miles an hour before, and it's going to be insane.
We're tilting back and we're going over side to side now, and it's really wobbly. And I'm falling off my seat. We're over 500 miles an hour now. Right, I'm getting scared now. Brilliant.
It was brilliant on there. We got to over 763 miles an hour. It went really fast.
But I wouldn't recommend it to anyone that gets travel sick. We're going to slow down now, and we're going to enter the bicycle exhibition, which is where it all started for Coventry. Clive, can you tell us a bit more about a penny farthing?
Penny farthings were very posh bicycles. They were ridden only by gentlemen, by men. Ladies were not allowed to ride them, purely because it was deemed unladylike for girls and ladies to ride a penny farthing. But they also wore very, very long dresses and very long skirts. So if the dress or skirt got caught up in the huge front wheels, they would be thrown off the bikes and they would get injured quite badly.
One thing's for sure, Coventry Transport Museum is for both girls and boys. It's a brilliant place to visit, and I think you should all go to this place. It's amazing.
I like so much of the museum. It's really good, and I'd recommend it to everyone. And you learn something every time you come here, and it's free.